This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The eastern half of Colorado is under a severe thunderstorm watch from Fort Collins south to Trinidad until 9 p.m. Damaging hail, strong winds, and heavy rain are all still possible. A line of thunderstorms moved through the Denver metro earlier this afternoon and dropped a few short bursts of hail near Highlands Ranch, Centennial, and Littleton. A report out today aims to quantify the historic loss of life, land, and precious resources for Native nations in Colorado and proposes restoring some of what was taken. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
The privately funded study draws on treaties, government records, scholarly works, magazines, journals. Rick Williams spearheaded the project. He's Oglala Lakota and Northern Cheyenne, and chairs the Truth, Restoration, and Education Commission.
My role in this is to try to find the truth about what happened to Indians in Colorado. We don't want to alienate anybody. We just want people to think about that this is somebody else's homeland.
The report proposes the state adopt a 0.1% fee on new real estate transactions. That money would be distributed to the tribes. It also asks Colorado and Congress to restore some public lands in Colorado back to tribes. Those ideas would need legislative approval. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Supporters of Pueblo's syringe exchanges abandoned their ballot effort to overturn the city's ban on the practice. KRCC's Dan Boyce has the story. Find it by coming to CPR.org. It's just about 5:06. This is CPR News.